Page 55, Exercise 2.
You will hear an interview with Cindy Talbot on the radio programme Young Hero or Heroine of the Week. For questions 1 to 5, choose the answer A, B, C or D, which fits best according to what you hear.
Hello and welcome to our programme Young Hero or Heroine of the Week. The subject this week is Cindy Talbot, a final year college student who was on the third day of her 5-day solo hiking trip through Colorado's National Forest when something really extraordinary happened to her. She was struck by lightning. Apparently, lightning kills nearly 100 Americans each year, more than hurricanes or tornadoes, and to survive a direct hit is almost a miracle. Luckily, Cindy was rescued, and we're fortunate to have her with us in the studio today.
Hi.
Tell me, Cindy, what were you actually doing when the lightning struck?
Well, I'd noticed the thunderclouds gathering, and I was, like, resting on a rocky peak people call Eagle Peak, when I heard the thunder rumbling in the distance, and I was sort of unnerved. I gotta say, I thought the thunder sounded kind of ominous. So I said to myself, Cindy, you'd better get moving. You see, I didn't want to get caught in a storm like that, but I was too late, I guess. I remember when the downpour started, and it must have lasted for about an hour, at least an hour. I knew it wasn't going to stop just like that, so I found shelter under some trees.
I suppose that seemed the best thing to do at the time.
To tell the truth, it's not a very wise thing to do, considering it was an electric storm, or so I'm told. But I didn't have much option. Everything happened so quickly, and there didn't seem to be anywhere else nearby where I might find shelter. But eventually, the sun came out, and the rain started to move away. So I came out from under the trees to dry off a little bit. And then I just put my backpack on. It has a metal frame, by the way, when the whole world exploded. And I felt an electrical charge surging through my body. It was literally a bolt out of the blue. I realized that by some miracle, I was still alive and had to get help. But I couldn't move my legs, so I had to crawl. It sure was heavy going. But after about an hour, I reached a wet, muddy kind of track in a clearing in the forest. Fortunately for me, Rod and Mark, the two guys who came to my rescue, had just happened to be on their way back home in their pickup. They run a trapping company, and they'd been driving around in the forest checking their traps, I think. If they hadn't come along at that moment, I'm not sure I would have survived the ordeal. When they saw me and heard my story, I don't think they thought there was a grain of truth in what I was saying at first. Rod told me later that he thought what I told him was a bit far-fetched, to say the least. They said they'd seen this weird-looking object, seemed to be kind of sprawling across the road, not moving, but it wasn't a fallen tree. It looked human. I thought, gee, thanks. Anyway, they jumped out of the truck to get a closer look, and they found me. They managed to get me to the nearest hospital in record time, and, well, in a few days, I was on my feet again. Thanks to the guys. But I've still got the scars on my back, on my hips, and foot, too. And I'm scared to death of lightning now.
I suppose lightning's not normally something to be terrified about, but you've just got to know what you're doing, haven't you? So, do you feel the experience has had any long-term effect on you?
I think it's made me realize that I'm a lot more resilient than I thought. I'm not really a quitter, and I'm determined, really determined to go on hiking.
But perhaps not in electric storms.
I can't promise that, I'm afraid.
Cindy, thanks for talking to us today.